We turn now to two Washington observers for their reactions to events at the UN today, Ivo Dalder of the Brookings Institution and Todd Lindbergh of the Hoover Institution. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And first, general reactions. Ivo Dalder first. Did Hans Blix or Mohammed El-Baradei give Washington any less than it needed, wanted, or expected from them?
Yes, particularly Mr. Blix. I was surprised by the tone of Mr. Blix's statement, more even than the content. Whereas 2 weeks ago, he clearly was stressing the negative with regard to what Iraq was doing. He was now stressing the positive and downplaying the negative. That's not what the U.S. was looking for. It was looking for a definitive report trying to make the case that inspections are no longer useful. We didn't get that.
Todd Lindbergh, the White House was already citing Hans Blix and what he said today as part of its case. Can they really do that after a presentation of
this sort? Well, I think so, insofar as that, as Secretary Powell said in his remarks following Blix's report, Blix was focused very much today on certain movement by Iraq, on certain issues related to the process. But as for the fundamentals, the question of whether or not Iraq is actually in compliance with Resolution 1441, which calls on Iraq to disarm simply, the answer to that is no, and Blix said nothing today to indicate to the contrary.
We heard from Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei. After French Foreign Minister Villepin gave his talk, he was actually applauded by people in the gallery when he said proudly that France is an old nation, a kind of slap at Secretary Rumsfeld's remarks on the old Europe. What do you think? Has there been any shift here at all? Is the United States any more restrained by what people perceive to be world opinion, Ivo?
Well, we'll have to see that in the next few days and weeks and how it plays out. But it is clear that from the reaction inside the council chamber that we're deeply, deeply divided in that council. And indeed, we're deeply divided between us and the Europeans and much of the rest of the world.
And Todd Lindbergh, does Washington just live with that division and go ahead or pause and try to do something?
Well,
about it
certainly looks to me like Washington is going ahead. Now, that doesn't mean that there can't be a diplomatic track. And I think Washington will continue to make serious efforts to see if there isn't something that can be gotten out of the Security Council. But recall at the time of 1441, there was an expectation, I think, that the Bush administration was willing to go ahead with a coalition of the willing, and that if the Security Council did, in fact, vote a second time, I think that would have been something of a diplomatic coup.
Well, specifically, Hans Blix reported today on Iraqi missiles which Iraq claimed were of short range and therefore not proscribed by UN resolutions. Blix said not true. A panel of experts, he said, has found that these missiles exceed permissible range. I just wonder, first, Ivo Dalder, does this mean that these missiles, their motors, the castings to make them would have to be destroyed? And if they were destroyed publicly, would that be a demonstration that the disarmament of Iraq is actually working?
Yes, these missiles will have to be destroyed. They are in clear violation of the resolution passed in 1991 that says Iraq cannot have ballistic missiles with a range over 150 kilometers. And here's the interesting division between the United States, Britain, and the others. Whereas the United States seized upon this report as saying, see, Iraq is not complying, it's not disarming, we therefore need to bring this thing to a halt. The Russians in particular, but the French also, seized upon and said, look, inspections are working. We're finding missiles that we weren't supposed to find, and we're destroying them, and that's what we're going to do. So there is the same division that has been with us all along, again, is coming to the fore with these missiles.
Todd Lindbergh?
Well, I think Ivo characterizes that exactly correctly. You know, the question is really the disarmament of Iraq. This was the final opportunity. Otherwise, there would be serious consequences, 1441 said. You know, that was a unanimous Security Council resolution. But it seems to be not necessarily a resolution on its terms with which some of the people who voted for it actually agree now.
I wonder your sense, both of you, of American opinion right now about either going to war or delaying. There's a New York Times CBS News poll out today showing that a majority of Americans seem to agree with those who say delay a war against Iraq. Did, for example, today's UN Security Council meeting diminish a bit the luster of that star turned by Colin Powell not too long ago? Is it now more of a close-run thing in people's minds, do you think? Don?
I think that poll is interesting because it is an indication of the reluctance with which Americans approach questions of war and peace. I think, frankly, that the American people are looking to the president for their guidance on when to go to war. He has not said it is time to go to war. He has said we are still trying to work this process. I think when he does say it's time to go, that notion that there would be resistance from the American people who think there should be more time given is just not likely to play out.
Since, in fact, the U.S. is delaying right now, you're saying the public opinion is supporting the administration by supporting delay.
Well, I think that's true, and it's also rather apparent if you look at Bush's generally strong approval numbers and his numbers on handling this in particular.
Ivo Dalder?
I guess I look at it a little differently. It is true that from a historical perspective, even at the brink of war, American public has tended to be divided, if not opposed to war, and then rallies behind the president once war starts. But I think the public is sending a different message. It really is saying we need to get other people to join us. And the fact that we are unable to get an international consensus, a broad coalition, our failure to do so is making the American public uneasy. And they're saying, why don't we use a little bit more time, if that's what it takes, to get that coalition together?
Well, thanks to both of you for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
My pleasure.
Ivo Dalder is a senior fellow in foreign policy studies at the Brookings Institution, and Todd Lindbergh is editor of Policy Review and research fellow at the Hoover Institution.